With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They can't say they weren't warned. ISIS terrorists in West Africa have been hit hard by the U.S. military, which conducted a series of strikes on their encampments at the direction of the commander-in-chief.
In a social media post, President Trump says that the U.S. has launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria, calling the group ISIS scum. Last month, Trump says he ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria following claims of Christian persecution.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. A strong storm system that's brought relentless winds, torrential rains, and heavy snow to California is expected to ease, but there's still the risk of high surf along the coast, flash flooding near Los Angeles, and avalanches around Lake Tahoe. A mountain town northeast of L.A. has been under an evacuation warning due to the risk of mudslides. The storms, a result of so-called atmospheric rivers, are blamed for at least two deaths. The system has delivered the wettest Christmas season to downtown Los Angeles in decades. Student loan borrowers in default will have their wages garnished in the new year.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says a meeting with President Trump will happen soon. This signals some progress in talks aimed at ending the nearly four-year war with Russia. This is SRN News. One of the big stories of 2025 was spiritual stirring among America's young people.
It's too early to call it a revival, but something appears to be going on. According to polls from the Barna Group and other research organizations, millennials and Generation Z are taking up the Bible. 50% of millennials are now reading the scriptures at least once a week, up 16 points from 1 year ago. And amongst Generation Z, the youngest adults, 49% say they open the Bible at least one time a week, up a whopping 19%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Many Christians are celebrating a surge in movies and TV shows that honor faith. Paul Wickham, a Grammy-nominated Christian recording artist who voices the character of David in an upcoming film, says it's been gratifying to see the success of shows like The Chosen and House of David. However, it's too soon to tell whether there's been a sea change in Hollywood. This is SRN News. They say there's no place like home, and for the Kansas City Chiefs, home is moving, relocating from Arrowhead Stadium in Missouri to a new dome stadium about 20 miles away in Kansas, ready to go by 2031.
The announcement came shortly after a council of top Kansas lawmakers voted unanimously inside a packed room at the state capitol to allow the state to issue little more than $2.4 billion in bonds to cover about 60% of the cost of the new stadium, a new training facility, and retail and entertainment space. The Chiefs intended their $3 billion stadium project to be built in Kansas City, Kansas, near the Kansas Speedway and a retail district known as the Legends. The area included Children's Mercy Park, home of Major League Soccer Club Sporting Kansas City, and Legends Field, the home of the Kansas City Monarchs minor league baseball team. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down about 50 points, while the NASDAQ futures 18 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.